26. I'm going to go back into an area that I was talking about last week, and I'm so glad that to see you all. I believe the Lord for something great this year for you, and I know the weather has been a little rough this week, and some of you have been a little discouraged from that, but it's warm in here today, and you're going to be encouraged in the things of God today. He's going to build you up, lift you up, encourage you this week, and just do some great things for you. Father, I thank you so much for the word of the living God. Thank you for those that are here today to take your word and to execute it and to do great and mighty things for your glory and for your honor. I pray that in the next few moments, champions will walk out of this place. Those who are holding their head low will have their head lifted high. Those who look like they had no hope will have hope this day. And I give you thanks for every family, for every individual here. Do great things in and through them today in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you look better than you did last time I saw you. Come on. I've had just an incredible week or two. If you look at my eyes, they're a little red up here. It's not because my wife put the smack down on me. I thought about using that, but I had this rash on my eyelid several months ago, and when I went to the eye doctor, they said, that's because of this, and you need to go to this doctor because they'll... And so I went, and that doctor said, you got something, and I can't tell you what it is, but I can fix it. And so I kind of forgot that it was going to happen with being in the hospital last week with the blood clots, but that was, surgery was scheduled on Wednesday, so I went, and it looked, I mean, I kind of looked like I got in a fight. And I got to be honest with you, I did fib and I did tell a couple people, yeah, I got in a fight, but you should see the other guy. Yeah, it was funnier when I told it than what you're thinking is right now. But I'm fine. I can see good and I feel good. I'm going back into the gym tomorrow after the blood clots and we're going to see what we can do. Amen. And thank you for praying for me. I so appreciate it. And I want to ask you this week, Tuesday night we're going to have our monthly leader meeting. And so all those people that would maybe in prayer at that time over here will not be. But this sanctuary will be open. I wonder if there would be a group of people that would come on purpose and pray for us as we have our monthly leader meeting next door. A couple of things that we're going to talk about that will have an effect on our future. And so it's a very pivotal meeting, and I pray that you could do that. I want you to hear this word today. Last week I talked about Isaac. Isaac was living in the land of what's called Gerar. It was a Philistine stronghold, King Abimelech. And the Bible says that even in the midst, even where he was living in sort of an enemy stronghold, that the blessing of the Lord was upon him. The Bible says in Genesis 26:13, it says, and the man waxed great, King James Version, and he said he went forward and he grew until he became very great. And I know that here today there are some people that are going to become very great because you simply are moving forward. And to move forward, as I said last week, there's some things you got to forget about. You got to forget about your past sin. You can't let that define who you are. And if God has forgotten it, and Hebrews 10:17 says, he forgets them, and we must also. The Bible says in Psalm 103 that he puts our sin as far as the east is from the west and remembers them no more. You may have been a rascal in your old life, but once you come to Christ, he makes you a new creature, a new creation. The old things are gone, and behold, all things are new. We also have to learn to forget about our missed opportunities, and we also have to forget about what people have said or done to us in the past. How many of you know if we camp on what everybody has said or done about us, we are never going to move forward a bit? And Isaac said the Bible says he moved forward, and the Bible continues to reveal some truths in that same chapter in the Bible that are metaphorically accurate to where you and I are today. And he talks about wells. He talks about coming to this place where there are four wells that his father Abraham had dug, but that the enemies had filled in on him. Now, being a farm boy, I've got a little understanding of the process of wells. We When I was a boy growing up on the farm, we literally had some dug wells on the farm that later on, because they were dangerous and they weren't used anymore, that we went and we filled in. In fact, today you couldn't even find where they were. But I know that when you talk about wells, there's a process. The deeper the well, the more it will cost you. The deeper the well, the cooler the water may be. The deeper the well, there is usually a greater abundance. And the deeper the well, the quality of the water is almost always better. And so when God talks about this in the scripture, he refers to these wells that not only Isaac is coming to, but I find that they're so identical. And I believe that the word of God to you and I today, even though we take this story from the first book of the Bible, the first book of the Pentateuch, we read this and we see that there are such similarities that were then that are now in our own lives. And we read, I pick it up in verse 15 in Genesis 26. It says that the Philistines had stopped up the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go from us, for you're much mightier than we." And I'll talk about that. It's great when your enemy says that you're greater than him, and he tells you to leave from him instead of chasing you away. In verse 17, the Bible says that Isaac departed from there, and he pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. And he called them by names. Everybody say, "My well's got a name," which his father had called them. And I want to just look at a couple observations of these wells today and in the generality surrounding the scripture that I believe is so pertinent to you and I today. And you're going to find yourself at one of these wells. The first observation that I wanted to make mention is that you and I can't live off the last generation's wells, because in many times they're either dried up or they're filled in. They're useless. They have no use any longer. And you and I can't plan on living off another generation's well. They may be working, but they may not. And if you make your plans on doing that and living there, you're going to be sorely disappointed. The second thing is that, and you got to know this, that your enemy loves filling in your well. The Bible says in verse 15 that they filled him. And the Bible says in the Message translation, it says they filled him in with dirt and debris. Do you know that the enemy in your life is constantly trying to fill in the well that God has brought to you to bring you life-giving resources, spiritual life, freshness of life, joy in your life? The enemy makes it his plan. Number one, he hates your well, and he knows that living water in your life is life from God itself. And he's going to do everything he can to fill in your well. So every day you wake up, you need to know that the enemy is doing everything he can to figure out how to fill up your well, to stop the flow of God's Spirit in your life, to stop the working of growing in God, to stop you from experiencing the supernatural moving power of God in your life. He wants to come and stop up the wellspring of life that God has for you. And the third thing is that we must persevere to open our wells. There's a lot of things that you can get other people to do for you, but there's one thing that no one else can do, and that's open your well. That is a time that you must set yourself that you're going to dig your well. You're going to press into prayer. You're going to fast. You're going to read the word. You're going to engage in the things that bring honor and glory to God. And no one else can do that for you. You look at this great staff up here, they do a lot of things for a lot of people, but no one can dig your well. You, my brother and my sister, have to persevere in opening your own wells, because the devil makes it his plan to throw and stop up your well. and to make sure that nothing good is going to come into your life. He's going to stop it up so your family won't flourish. He's going to stop it up so you'll go back to your old lifestyle. He's going to stop it up so the old things of the past life begin to look good to you again. But I want to tell you something today. I've come here at 210 East Main Street at 1107 on a Sunday morning to tell you, you've got to persevere. You've got to open up your wells. You've got to consider taking a first step in your life and doing something that you've never done before to get something that you have never got in your life. You got to get rid of the junk in your well. And for some of you, that may be an old relationship. You got to get rid of that old black book in your life. You know, we got married and I had a drawer that I brought up. I didn't have much, but I had my dresser from when I was a kid. And in that top drawer, I had everything that reminded me of all of my past. I had phone numbers. I had letters of old relationships. I had just things that would remind me of everything in my past. Today, we don't have drawers. We've got Facebook with pictures on it. And one day I came home after we got married, and I don't know what it was, but maybe it was the Lord. He drew me to that drawer, and I opened it up, and it was empty. It was like my drawer had a resurrection. I looked at the only person that I was living with at the time, who was my wife. I said, "Honey, what happened to my stuff in my drawer?" She goes, she looked at me eyeball to eyeball. She goes, "I got rid of all of your old junk." Oh, you like that, don't you? But some of you got some old junk. Somebody told us years ago, get rid of some old pictures and so some old plaques and things that remind you of a season, a time in your life that brought you down and that weren't healthy to you. And I came home that day again, and my wife had cleaned house. I go, "Hey, where'd that thing go?" "It's gone." "Well, where'd that go?" "It's gone, because it reminds me of a time in our lives that wasn't healthy, it wasn't good." Some of you need to do that today. Hello? You got to get rid of some of that old junk in your life. Some of you are playing with stuff that's, you know, it's not good. You think you can do it and have one foot into the kingdom of God and one foot into the world, and God's going to bless you the same. Let me tell you something. That's the spirit that Jesus talked about in Revelation when he said, "I would that you were hot, or I would that you were cold," because if you're in the middle, if you're in that gray, lukewarm area, come on, somebody. He said, "I'm going to spew you out of my mouth." And God is looking for some people today that'll say, "Forget about the old things. I'm going to dig my well out." Because when you clean that out, there's a blessing that's coming your way. There's an anointing that's coming upon your life. When you get rid of the old junk, when you get rid of the old stuff. And some of you got to go on. We've got social media today. And we put pictures on it from days before we got saved. And we forget after we got saved. And it's almost like, okay, God's brought me this far. But, you know, I just like that connection to that old person or that old time. Let me tell you something, and if you're going to move on and dig out your well, you got to get rid of the junk in your life. Come on today. So what are these wells, and what are their significance? And I'm going to close in just a moment. Look at your neighbor and say, "He's almost through." Go ahead. How many of you give me 5 more minutes? Let me. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That's an old joke, but it just felt right then. The first well that Isaac come to, you read it in verse 20. It's the well called Essek. That word Essek means it's the well of contention. It was the first well that had to be opened in his life, and it must be opened in our life as well. It's a place where we contend with the enemy of our life. It's a place that is a place of struggle. When we first meet the Lord and we go through a great honeymoon period, and all of a sudden we're getting up day in and day out. We're wondering, And that's the time where people say, before I was saved, I didn't have all these issues. When I was living for the devil, I didn't have any of these issues. Absolutely. Only dead fish flow downstream. You're going to get up when you give your heart to Christ. And you're going to push uphill for a while. It's called the well of contention. It's a battle. But if you're going to live for God, you're going to go through that a little time. And you're going to get to the other place of it. But the good news is, that well you don't stay at. You move on to the second well, and that well is in verse 20. Well, 21, it's called the well of Sitna. It's the well of separation, and this is the place where every Christian must come to this place. It's a hard well sometimes to dig. It's a well that means that you're going to step out with God and step away from the old world. It's a place where you leave the old things, the old friends, the old things, places behind, and now you're separating yourself and you're going to be His and His alone. You're not going to have an opinion on what you think. You're going to adhere to what God's opinion says about your life. You may have had your wells filled up with all kinds of stuff, but it's time for you to come to this well, this Sitna, and let Him help you dig that out. And nobody else can do that for you. Nobody else can tell old Johnny or Mabel, you got to hit the road. I ain't going to hang out with you no more. I've got a new life. You can't have anybody else do that. You have got to do that. You've got to come to that place where God is going to change you. And you know where that happens? Through prayer, through fasting. For some of you, you're not strong enough in your own strength. And can I tell you something? When you begin to pray and when you begin to fast, oh, I can't fast. I get hungry too easy. If you'll ask the Holy Spirit to give you and empower you to rise above what your natural man says you have to have, you'll find power from on high that you have never had or seen in your life before. And in the moment of that time of prayer and fasting, the purposes and the plans of God begin to come forth in your life. And He begins to show you and tell you things. Women that don't like their husbands and husbands that don't like their wives, you'll begin to love one another and you won't even know why. Your children will begin to love you and you won't even know why. Your boss will even love you and you won't even know why. Hello. You got to come to that well. And the third well, I love this well. It's in verse 22. We've come to Essek and we've come to Sitna. Now we come to this third well. And these are so appropriate for where you and I are in our lives. It's the well called Rehoboth. It means the well of room. It means the Lord has made room for us. He's enlarged us. It means it's a well. It's a place of maturity. It's a place where we become fruitful. It's a place that we've made it through the struggles. We've made it through the contention. We've made it through the challenges. And now it's like we walk into this open air arena in our lives. And God allows us to take a big, deep breath. And we know there's roots. How many of you know what I'm talking about when you get to that place? Rehoboth is a place where you get up for another day. And instead of facing struggles, you know that you've grown into a place of serving the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. You don't get up in the morning and say, oh my God, another day. You get up and you say, oh my God, you've given me another day and I'm going to enjoy it. And now instead of the enemy telling you, I've got you cornered today, now the enemy is fearful of you and you're getting up and you're telling him, get out of the way, get back, Jack. You are not going to have any influence in or over my life any longer. I've come to the well of Rehoboth. Help you. I want to encourage you today to keep on digging in your well. I don't know where you are in those three. Maybe you're at the beginning. Maybe you're at the second. Maybe you come to the place of what I just said, to Rehoboth. Maybe you're in the place for room. But the fourth well is the well that I think is so incredible. And I love this well. And this is such a true pattern in life, because this is the well called Sheba. It is the well in verse 33 that is called the well of the sevenfold blessing. You've done and worked on the well of Essek, the well of contention, and you've contended with the enemy.
You've dug the well of Sitna. You've separated yourself. You've made declaration to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil that you are no longer his, but you are God's. You've stepped out with God. You left the old things behind, and you've made a decision. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. You've dug the well of Rehoboth, and you feel that there's room now, and you just wonder, where is God going to take me now? Let me tell you, he's taking you now to the well of Shabbat. It is the well of the sevenfold blessing. And Isaac has come to this place in his life, and it should be the goal of every believer that he's made his share of mistakes. He's lost his battles, but he made a decision that he was going to move on and dig those four wells. Remember last week I told you about him telling Abimelech that his wife was his sister because he was afraid the men were going to beat him up, kill him, and take his wife. And God forgave him. And Abimelech said, why did you do that? The Bible says that Isaac didn't camp there. The Bible says he moved on and he became very great. And he comes to these wells and he digs the well of Essek and he digs the well of Sitna and he digs the well of Rehoboth. And now he comes to the well of Shabbat, the well of the sevenfold blessing. And this is where some of you, oh, when I was studying this and praying over this again last night, I felt in my spirit that for some, and I could tell you your name right now, I could read it off to you. I was just thinking about this one's here, that one's there. This, and you've come, you've dug so many wells, and you're at this point where God is now ready to pour out a sevenfold blessing. And I'm not using this as a manipulation. I'm telling you this is the word of the living God for you and I today. That if you don't quit, if you don't give up, your end will be greater than your beginning. Your latter will be greater than your past. Your future will be greater than what was. You are about to embark on something incredible and you can't even imagine. You can't even fathom it. That's why this week you need to come and pray and believe God and get a dream in your heart, because the sevenfold blessing of the Lord is about ready. Oh, I'm speaking of, I feel the Holy Spirit over my life right now speaking. It's on you. It's coming to you and you need to embrace it. Number one blessing is out of verse 24. He said, don't fear. I am with you. The blessing here is that your last well is God's presence in your life continually. You never have to be alone. You never have to ask God, Lord, be with me. He said he is in you. He is with you. He will never leave you. The second blessing is in verse 24. You will be multiplied. The Bible says that years of increase to you, and it's not just enough for you. It's for your descendants as well. Well, I know I've tasted of this well because I look at my kids and I just shake my head. I see the hand of the Lord on them. I see the blessing of God. When I was their age, I was struggling and wondering what was going to happen. But because I dug some wells, now the multiplication and the blessing is not only upon my life, but it's upon my descendants. Come on. You know what I'm talking about today? The third blessing in verse 26 and 31. And I read it earlier. The enemy will fear you. Abimelech says to Isaac, leave here. You're mightier than I. Don't you want to get up in the morning and instead of your enemy intimidating you, now he's shaking because he knows you just got out of bed and the world is going to change because you're walking up and down in it and you're going to change what God has put in your heart to do. Number four blessing, the enemy will see that God is with you. Number five, you'll not run from the enemy, but he will run from you. I said it last week. The Bible says the enemy will come against you in one way. And the Bible says he'll have to flee from you. I'm speaking under the anointing of God right now. And if you'll embrace that, God's going to do something powerful in your life this week. The sixth blessing is verse 32. They said, every time we dig now, we find water. Isn't it unique? Have you ever noticed that some people, no matter what they do, the hand of the Lord is on them to bless them? I was telling my staff just a few days ago, you know, I can walk into it. You'll laugh, but it's the truth. I'll walk into a Starbucks. There won't be anybody behind me. I'll get up, I'll order my drink, and I'll turn around, and there'll be 15 people behind me because there is a blessing over my life. There is increase on my life. And wherever I dig water, it's going to bubble up. Hello, come on. You want that on your life today? You want that on your life today? And the seventh blessing is, you know, it was so funny. Nicole Cross, I went to Starbucks the other day and she sent me a picture. She said, when I came in, there was nobody. And then she stepped over to get a drink and there was a long line. I'm going to tell you, you hang around blessed people and you're going to get blessed too. Hey! Number seven blessing. Your well becomes a city. Verse 33 says, they named the city after the well, Beer Sheba, which means the well of the sevenfold oath. There is a blessing coming on your life today. There's a lot of people that can help you with a lot of things, but nobody can dig your well for you. If you're going to get to that place where God is going to do a powerful work in your life, you're going to have to get your shovel out. You're going to have to get on your knees in prayer. You're going to have to get your hands up in worship. You're going to have to begin to fast a meal. You're going to have to call upon the name of the Lord. You're going to have to step out and have an expectation in your life that when you come to God, He'll come to you. When you ask Him, He'll answer you. He'll show you great and mighty things. If you ask Him anything, He'll do it because you ask Him in His name. And when you dig that well, you see something powerful flow. Rivers of living water are going to flow. Come on, who am I talking to in this house today? Rivers of living water will come out of your life today. Close your head, close your head, close your eyes and bow your head. Help me, Jesus, right now. Prayer people, come on down. There is something powerful that has happened in this church in the last couple weeks. Some of you are here, you're in the midst, you're in different stages of digging your well. Some of you, you're at that place of Essek. You're new in Christ and you're going through some struggles. Some of you, you're at Sitna and now it's time to put a wall up between you and your past. You got to rise above the old. You got to put a line in the sand. Say, I'm going forward. I'm going forward. No turning back. I'm going to follow Christ. Some of you have been, you've dug that well of Essek and Sitna. Now you're at the well of Rehoboth. And you're sensing there's room. You're almost, you're like when I talk about a mission trip, you're not asking how. You're just saying to the Lord, which one? Because you know God has made room for you. You're not wondering where or how you're going to do it. You just want to know, God, what is it that you want me to do? Because I'm all over it. And then some of you, you're already in the place of Sheba. But some of you are right at the edge of it. And God says, this is your year. This is a God word for this house so much. This is a God word. There is a blessing that is coming to people's lives in this house in a glorious way. Some of you have, you've dug, you've worked, you've sowed, you've given, you've done. I declare over your life today, I want everybody to stand up on your feet that's able to right now. Lift up a hand towards heaven. Your eyes closed. Lift up a hand towards heaven. Everyone in this house, this is a God moment right now. Strength, Lord, for those who are at Essek. Strength for those who are at Sitna. Answers for those who are at Rehoboth. And open up to those who are at Sheba. Let the blessing flow over their lives right at this moment. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I don't know what God's doing in your heart right now. I just want to open up the altar. If you've never given your heart to Christ, you need to come and ask somebody down here to pray over you right now. They'll pray that prayer for you. That's the beginning of your life. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you have nothing. You need Him in your life. Come, step out of your seat right now. We're going to close in just a minute. If the Lord has been stirring on your heart, I don't know what it's about, but He does. And He'll give you the answer if you'll just obey. Come right now. If one steps out in obedience, if one person is here, you don't know Christ, maybe you're afraid to come alone. Just ask your neighbor. Say, hey, will you go with me to the front? I want that help today. Maybe God's drawing you closer. maybe he's calling you in that place of submission to him, and there's some old stuff you just need to get rid of. Come on out of your seat before I close. I'm going to close, and I'm going to close this time down. Father, I give you all the praise and the thanks. I give you glory, Lord, for what you are doing in your house, even at this moment right now. Hallelujah. Oh, there's some that are coming. There's more that need to. These that have come, my goodness, they are serious with God. There is going to be something powerful that is released over their life. Father, I thank you now. Woo! Maybe you just want to come down and worship him. Just come down. Stand in front of me right now and say, maybe you're at the place of Shabbat. You just need to give him a little extra thanks and praise. Just come down. Stand right in the middle, right in front of me. Let's make this altar our friend right now. Maybe you can come right and stand in front of me and just pray for the church. Pray for your family. Pray for others' family. Just begin to bless the Lord right now. So God, I thank you so much for what you have done and what you are going to do. Some of you, you need to be down here because Shabbat has been upon your life. You may not even have known it. And God has opened up. Some of you, you're at the place of Rehoboth. It's wide open for you right now. This is a moment that you just need to embrace. Come. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. Bless his name. Say, use me, God. He makes room for you, not so you can have more for yourself. He makes room so you'll make room for others. He blesses you with a sevenfold blessing, not so you consume it upon yourself, but so that you'll be a blessing to others. He opens up and makes a way where there seems to be no way, not just for you, but for others. For there's some dads in this house today. Your wells have been plugged up and stopped up. You wonder why things are happening in your home the way they are. If you'll dig those wells today, and you can start right now. Just come down. Just worship him just for a moment. You don't need necessarily anyone to pray over you, but they're here if you want them to. They'll believe God with you, stand in agreement for you. Some of you have never given your life to Christ. You need to do that before you go today. Don't wait another moment. There's healing at this altar this morning. If you're here, if there's you're sick in your body, if you've got a bad report, you can come to that place of Sitna and your enemy will run from you. Cancer, heart condition, pulmonary embolisms, praise God, they won't attach themselves to you. You'll be free from those things. I sent somebody in the house today, you got an issue with your ear. I don't know even anything about it, but the Lord just puts that on my heart. There's somebody with an issue in your ear. Maybe you're not hearing good, or you can't hear, or you're losing your hearing, or you've got an infection or something. Come down. Tell somebody about that right now. They're going to pray for you. He's going to heal your body and set you free. I give you praise, Lord. There's beautiful presence in the house of the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all of a heart, our soul, and a mind. Maybe some of you are here this morning and you're dealing with this is the word that came to me, a fatal attraction. And the Lord wants to get you past that. This is your day. This is your day. We're in a time and a place in the house of the Lord where you don't have to worry about, well, if I get out, somebody's going to think this. Nobody thinks nothing like that. And even if they do, who cares? Let's get past it so you can begin to live. And begin to have joy in your heart and in your home and peace. Oh, the Lord wants to do something great for you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Pastor Ron Friedersdorf, you're at the well of Shabbat. Your struggles are coming to an end. You have contended with the enemy. You have come to the place where you have not only seen room, but you've made room for others. And the blessing of the Lord is going to be upon you and your family. What the enemy had meant for evil, God says, not so fast. I'm going to do something powerful in and through your life. I want three men to get over here and pray on my brother right now. Jennifer, as I was praying over this, I saw you. You're at the well of Sheba. You have struggled. You have contended. You have come to the place where there's room. And now you'll see in 2015, there is a blessing that has been reserved for you and for your children. Yep, there's a powerful move that's going to come upon your home in the mighty name of Jesus. Sal, you've been a faithful soldier in the house of God and in your family. You've contended. You have fought for what's right. When no one else was listening, you kept on talking. And the Lord says, you have come to a place now of blessing, the well of Sheba. And I sense the Lord said he's going to heal in your family what's been hurt and what's been broke that you couldn't do in your own strength. That's a blessing that you search for and you've asked God for. He said, I heard your prayer and I'm going to answer it today for you in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, God, we want to say we welcome you in this house. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh in this place. You know what I'm feeling right now? I feel like there's 10, but I want to be safe in saying 5. You're saying, man, I just want to go to another level in God. I'm going to, just one moment, this service, I'm going to close it in 60 seconds. But if there's 10 people, if there's 5, come down, stand right in front of me right now. Quickly, because we're going to be all done. You said, you just want, I want more of the Lord. I want a supernatural work in my life, in my family, in my children, in my household. Come, quickly. Stand in front of me right now. Hallelujah. Where's Pastor Larry? Where's Chris? Oh, thank you, Lord. They're busy praying right now. Lift up your hands. Those of you that came down, you want that in your life. Today is your day. Just begin to thank him. Come on, thank you. Tell him, thank you, Lord. I want that in my life. I'm going to dig my well. I'm going to dig hard. I'm not going to let that nonsense that you just rest and sit in a chair and everything is going to be all right. That's of the devil. You got to get up. You got to dig your well. Dig your well. Dig it. I'm going to pray for you, but this week you got to dig it. The altar, the church is going to be open. You got to dig your well. Father, in Jesus' name, I want everyone up here to stretch their hands towards these that have their hands up. Hallelujah. Bless them now, God. Let them get victory in every area of their lives. I pray that this week that there will be testimonies upon testimonies of the work that God is going to do in and through your life for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's going to use you in a powerful way. If you'll give him every part of your life, he's going to make a soul winner out of you. You're going to be talking to people and you're going to get done talking to them and you're going to say to yourself, I don't even know where that came from. That's the Spirit of the living God upon you. Lori Huntington, where are you? I want you to come up and lay your hands on this young lady. I want you to pray over her. I'm going to close in prayer in just a moment. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let these that have come hungry for you, let them see the fresh water as this week as they dig their well for you and for the glory of God. Let a powerful work and a move happen in this house, God, like we've not seen before. For that, we give you praise. I'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Come on, and everybody said amen. Come on, you love the Lord.